الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. I want to talk to you today and for the next couple of days about the issue of branding and why branding is important and what is our brand as Muslims. As I sit here, I see several brands. I see Chanel, I see Armani Exchange, and there was somebody here with Deccan Chargers and McDowell's also on the shirts. And I don't know what other brands are there. Let's see. The issue is, why is brand important? Why is it that you pay more for a shirt which is exactly like every other shirt? It's all of them are made in Pollachi, in Tamil Nadu. I'll take you and show you. I have seen where these shirts are made. They're all exactly the same. But some come with the brand of the maker on the shirt, and you pay more to advertise that person's business. And it's exactly the same shirt. They all come out of the same factory, and there's absolutely no difference, not any difference at all. Yet we pay more. Why? Because somehow and somewhere somebody has convinced us that this adds value to us. Right? Now my question is, what is your brand and my brand as a Muslim? I mean, do we have a brand at all in the first place? Or are we just are we just a commodity? Are you a grain of rice in a sack? Because if you don't have brand, that's what you are. You are a grain of rice in a sack. You're still rice, but you're one grain in a sack. Right? Undistinguishable, undifferentiated, ineffective while you live, and unburned when you die. That is my definition of one grain of rice in a sack. My question is that what we are? Or, as Muslims, do we have brand? And if we have brand, what is that brand? And according to me, we have brand. And that brand was set by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Bad al-Islam ghariban wa sayya'udu ghariban kama bada fatuba lil ghuraba. In the famous hadith called the Hadith of Ghuraba in Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam started as something strange. Islam started with a brand. Why? What is a brand? Brand is something strange, it's something new, something which stands out, something which does not blend in, something which is counted. So Islam was gharib, Islam was strange. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it will go back to being the way it started. And he said, give the glad tidings of Jannah to those people who the world will call the strangers. Fatuba lil ghuraba. Tuba is a tree in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that to us, inshaAllah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that give the glad tidings of this tree in Jannah to those people who the world will call strangers. Who is this stranger? Who is this person who stands out? He's not like us. He's not like us, does not blend in. Somebody who's, unusual. And unusual in all kinds of good ways. To me, our brand has four elements, and today we'll talk about one of them. The four elements of our brand is, one is that we are Muslim. We are obedient to Allah. The first element of our brand is that we are obedient to Allah. We are Muslim. Sammakumul Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim alayhi salam named us as Muslims. And the meaning of this ayah, some of the other mufassirin have said that when Allah said, Huwa sammakumul Muslimin, that Huwa refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And some others said that it refers to the last noun which comes before that, which is the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, sallahu alam. But the fact is that we were named Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us this reference. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I have submitted to Rabbul Alameen. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When his Rabb said to him, submit, أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ. And in the ayat which we read in Salatul Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentioned this quality of the believers of complete and total unquestioning obedience to the ahkam of Allah Jalla Jalla Wa'ala. What is the quality of the believers? What do they say? Sama'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. O Allah, we have heard and we will obey. And forgive us, and to you is our return. So the first quality of the brand of being a Muslim, of being somebody who will inshallah deserve the bashara of Jannah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, is complete and total obedience to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any question, without any rebellion, without any doubts, without any ifs and buts, and irrespective of what anyone else may think. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks, will so-and-so approve, not approve, what do my friends think? Absolutely none of that. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question. We obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willingly and happily, without any resistance, without any irritation, without any hesitation. And we take pride in this as a mark of our brand of being Muslim. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about the next one of the elements of the brand. As I said, there are four elements according to me. We'll talk about them. But today, I think this is enough for us, because the purpose of all of these further reminders is for us to reflect on ourselves. There's no great gyan being given here. It's the issue of simply reminding ourselves, for us to reflect and to see where we stand. Because unless we are able to assess that, how do we go forward? So it's very important for us to assess where we are. So with respect to our brand as Muslims, where are we? And as I said, why brand? Because brand differentiates. Brand differentiates. And this is something that we apply in our lives everywhere. Right? Everywhere. Whether in effect that brand adds value or not, the people who use that brand believe it adds value. Irrespective, you might say, well, what's so great about having a name on a shirt? You know, and I don't think there's anything great about having a name on a shirt anyway. But the one who's paid money for it, obviously he thinks so. Otherwise, why did he pay that money? For what? Right? To me, it makes no sense that you are paying money to advertise somebody else's business. And put your own name on it if you want, you know. So at least you're advertising your business. But instead of that, you're paying money to advertise somebody else's business. Right? Somebody who sees your shirt is going to go and buy, and if he goes and buys another shirt like you, like yours, who makes money? Giorgio Armani, not you. So big deal. I mean, you know, Tom Hilfiger or someone, right? So the point I'm making is that somewhere someone has convinced you that this adds value to you. So you are doing this. Free advertisement, not even free advertisement. You are actually paying to advertise somebody else's business. So how about advertising your Islam, which actually genuinely adds value to you? And if we don't believe that, then we got some serious issues. But if we do believe that, then how come, why don't we look at that and say, well, how do I advertise this Islam? And wear my Islam with the same confidence and pride that I wear some brand of somebody's name. So let's think about that. And as I said, the elements of brand, the first important element is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone who is not obedient to Allah is not a Muslim, as simple as that. And I'm not giving this fatwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the fatwa, and that is what I gave you the references in the ayat of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly mentioned, these are the people. Who is the Muslim? The one who submits. If someone says, no, I don't submit, I have my own issues, and I will do part of this and I will not do part of that, then the person is not, he is not submitted. If he is not submitted, then is he a Muslim? No. So in Islam, there is no such thing as a non-practicing Muslim. They have this new term, non-practicing Christian, non-practicing Jew. Maybe it's there with them, Allah knows best. I don't think it is there with them either. The ones who are non-practicing think they are non-practicing, yet they are Jewish. But talk to a Jewish rabbi and he'll tell you. There's no such thing as a non-practicing nothing. I'm a non-practicing cricketer. What the hell is that? You know, I mean, you either play cricket or you don't play cricket, right? I mean, it's one, you can't say, well, I'm a cricketer, but I don't play cricket. So if you're a cricketer and you don't play cricket, then what are you? Yeah, you're cracked. You're not a cricketer. I mean, you're not. Right? I mean, seriously, why? This is a complete insane. This is absolute insanity. You can't be a non-practicing nothing. I mean, it's as simple as that. How then do you become a non-practicing Muslim? You are either a Muslim or you're not a Muslim. Make up your mind. You know, there's no problem. We know there's no compulsion on you. No one is forcing you to be a Muslim. Right? No problem. I mean, alhamdulillah, the ardullahi wasi'a, the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is big enough. Go do whatever you want. Right? As I always say, there's no shortage of real estate in Jannah or Jahannam. Both are big enough for anyone who wants to go there. Right? There's no problem. So let us make up our minds. Let's stop living this life of, you know, neither here nor there. Right? So let's be very clear that we want to be something, and then go behind that. We don't have all the time in the world. We have only as long as our lifespan is, and we have no clue how long that is. So let us try to make the best of what that is and ensure that we are true to our brand. So first question to ask is, what is my brand? And if my brand is Islam, if my brand is Muslim, then the first element of that brand is complete and total, unquestioning, unhesitating, willing, happy obedience of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Let us examine if we want to do this or not. And if we want to do this, let us actively make a niyyah of doing that, and then examine every single action in our lives, every single speech we make, every single action, and see whether it conforms to that standard of complete obedience to Allah. Does it please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If it pleases Allah, we do it. If it does not please Allah, we do not do it. And if we don't know whether it pleases Allah or not, we don't do it until we find out. That's the criterion of to see what action we should do and we shouldn't do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things clear for us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqamat, to stay on the path that we have asked him to guide us to, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.